This year, the Arkansas Arts Council named Peter Lippincott of Fort Smith an Arkansas Living Treasure. The honor is given to one artist in the state each year who excels in creation of a traditional craft and who actively preserves and advances his or her craft through community outreach and educating others. Given that criteria, the choice of Peter Lippincott makes sense. He's a renowned potter and spends hours teaching, working with groups like Boy Scouts, and has been an integral part in the growth of the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum. Recently, I spent an afternoon with Peter at his Fort Smith home and studio, both of which are up a winding driveway that, while practically in the middle of the city, seem isolated with trees, birds, and the buildings he calls his compound.
So this low building is the studio, and I'll kind of point out the pole barn that it started with, and then you can see all the...
Lippincott walks about the space between his home, the studio, and the two-story building he constructed himself that serves as a gallery. The fact that he's named an Arkansas Living Treasure for his pottery and his community work seems appropriate, but he laughs off the question of, what does it mean to be a living treasure?
It certainly beats the alternatives, so...
There was a time when a 37-year-old Peter Lippincott was neither an Archie nor a potter. He majored in zoology in college and didn't begin to work with clay until he was 38. He took a class in the St. Louis Community College District.
Every semester they offered beginning and intermediate. So I took beginning and then intermediate, and then the next semester I took beginning and intermediate. But in reality, I just got to keep progressing. It was a way to get into the clay studio and keep working. And after maybe 3 years of doing that and using their equipment, I decided to start getting a wheel, and then I would get the clay from the studio and fire at the studio, but I was starting to produce things at home. And
his wife Margaret sort of nudged him to take the classes. It was a plus that he could get a discount on those classes since she taught at the school. He says he gave away his first pieces, almost all of them, to family members. But after he had his own wheel, he could work with clay more often and continued to improve. That explains how he became a potter. His wife also plays an important role in how he became an Arkansan. She applied for, and was offered, a full-time job at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, then called West Ark. Peter Lippincott admits now he'd never heard of Fort Smith before then.
I said, Fort Smith? And she said, well, I really liked it there, and they seemed to like me, so I think I may get an offer. And she did. And so after 5 years of taking these classes, all the while I was doing construction work. I was had my own business doing remodeling work around St. Louis. And so I was either going to come to Fort Smith and start a construction company or see what happened if I worked with clay.
That shingle has remained out since he arrived here. Though he didn't sit at a wheel and throw clay until his late 30s, there is a certain artistic DNA in his family at work. His father was an architect, his mother an artist. Peter says growing up he made musical instruments with his father. And before he was a potter, Peter worked in construction. He obviously enjoys working with his hands, but to become a respected artist, it takes more than just desire. There has to be inspiration and dedication. Peter says the inspiration can come from almost anywhere.
Sometimes I have a very definite idea of what I want to make because I've seen something in a museum, in a magazine, some other potter's work, and I want to see if I can do something like that. And potters are really great about sharing ideas. They're not concerned about people kind of copying because there aren't very many new things in pottery since it's got a 5 or 6,000 year history. A lot of things have been made before in pottery, and people are grabbing ideas from different sources all the time.
You don't have to go further than the kitchen in his home to see the result of one inspiration.
These floors I made, and the countertop in there, even the rocks in there.
The rocks he's pointing to are ceramic rocks that make up the floor in between his kitchen and living room. He made them after seeing similar rocks in Kingston in Madison County while visiting friends. He's creating more architectural ceramics lately, such as a fountain for a local client's swimming pool. That project, like his smaller works, gives him the challenge of creating what he calls a twofer, creating a work that he and a patron are both pleased with. Inside his studio, a fan blowing cool air around on a humid afternoon, he explains how he built his kiln. It's a style called Minnesota flat top kiln because it doesn't have as much of an arch as traditional kilns. He not only built it, but the mixer he uses and the studio itself. Inside this studio, he also teaches, sometimes as many as 7 students at once. Most of those students are not seeking a career in art or any kind of college credit with their pottery. He says he sees this role as a guide.
I really encourage them to bring in projects that they may find in magazines or just ideas that they have, and we try and solve the problem together, you know. So a lot of it is just getting on the wheel, and it's very very relaxing activity to have your hands in clay and to be pulling it up. There is the frustrating side of it while you're learning too. I'm not going to say that everyone's just in nirvana the whole time they're in the studio here, but in general, it's a very relaxing activity. The wheel is just turning at a reasonably slow speed, and you're just feeling this very sensuous material. And so,
with a fully equipped studio, a gallery, his home, and room to teach classes right here, Peter Lippincott wouldn't have to leave this place too often, but he does. He's worked for years to help promote and help expand the once-named Fort Smith Art Center, now the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum. He says his desire to be involved in his community is another family connection.
Well, I guess I'm just wired that way, just driven to try and make things happen. I've been even, my mom was an art teacher. Her degree was in art. My dad was an architect. So I kind of grew up with arty things happening around me all the time. And my mom was involved in an art center in Rockford, Illinois, where I grew up, in trying to make it successful. And she taught in the schools and taught art classes in our home. And so I guess I just had that kind of example for how the life of someone involved in the arts ought to be led.
With his white goatee, his laid-back speech, and quick smile, many people think Peter is, in his words, Mr. Mellow. But here's a surprise. Peter Lippincott confesses he's a worrier.
Oh, I worry all the time. Yeah, constantly. There are times I can't sleep at night because I'm worrying about something. I really want things to turn out well, and so I worry about whether I'm doing things well enough or if it's going to turn out. I worry about how the art center is going to raise the money it needs. I worry a lot. I worry all the time.
Peter Lippincott never needs to worry if his artwork and his work on behalf of his community are not appreciated. He was named this year's Arkansas Living Treasure by the Arkansas Arts Council. He talked with Ozarks at Large at his home and studio in Fort Smith.